This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Just a couple of minutes away from right now, Braves take the first game of the series against the Reds last night. A lot of fun details as well, and not so fun if you're the left fielder for the Reds. No. We'll get to Brandon Adams in 20 minutes as well. Talk some Georgia football with him after they sign or get a commitment from a big quarterback recruit yesterday. And then we'll get to an AMA at 140 as well.
Warriors, Wolves tonight too.
Yeah.
Denver was able to do it. Next, have a damn 24 hours to recover and go into a hostile environment. And, you know, can Golden State muster up? How healthy is that finger for Nick? For Steph, then also Jimmy. So, I like Minnesota in six. But they can get, just like, you know, the Knicks, they can find a way to put some pressure on them. Because the Warriors, they're the most battle-tested team left.
They are.
If you talk about like overall culture of battle test, we know Denver and all that's there too. But they got two dudes that have been through them fires and a dude that ain't afraid of that fire.
Yeah, no doubt. And a coaching staff who's been through it. Yeah. And, you know, it just all kind of trickles down when you've got Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler as your leaders. Like, not only from a basketball perspective, because they can kind of answer any test that a defense is going to throw at them. They've all been there. Like, they're not going to flinch at all. And they didn't. I mean, you saw them go into Houston in Game 7 and do exactly what they wanted to do.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm with you. It's going to be a tough test after a short turnaround. That Game 7, that might as well have counted as two games, as hard as they had to play in that game to get that win and the 7-game series and all that.
Cleveland's in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah,
Cleveland's in trouble.
Yeah, because they got injuries.
Yes.
And injuries.
Injuries
and a confident
and Indiana's good
and a confident Indiana team.
Indiana's a good basketball team. I think I don't know why it happens. Maybe we just do this, but like they got a lot of like overlooked this season. Like they didn't get talked about at all. You know.
Well, you remember Halbert started out slow.
He did.
Yeah, he started out slow.
We did the East Finals last year. I realized that there was a lot of injuries that helped them get there. I'll be honest with you. I kind of looked at him just as like when the Hawks did it. It was like, all right, that was cool. They did it once. I don't see them doing it again. They came back and won first-round playoff series,
sure
and they're
did.
Up 1-0 in this one, too. So you also, you know, you go back and look at kind of when they got healthy mid-season. Halliburton started playing way better. They got the same record in the final 50 games of the season as the Cavs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they were both 35-15 in the final 15 games of the season. And the thing that nobody talks about with Indiana, because they're not great at it, but they were a top 10 defense in the final like quarter of the season as well. So they're playing better as far as that goes. So, I mean, this isn't – like I still pick the Cavs because I still think the Cavs are quite good. And I think that they'll play some better basketball as the series goes.
They better win tonight.
But if Darius Garland doesn't play, it's a different thing. Like if they lose because Darius Garland doesn't play, that's a whole different thing than them just sort of choking in the second round.
Correct.
Know?
But – you're talking about Mobley's injured.
Yeah.
Talking about DeAndre Hunter's injured. That's just the biggest thing is the injuries that Cleveland has on their roster. And Donovan Mitchell shooting 30 times and then Jerome shooting another 20. And I promise you, that you won't win no games. Mm-mm. You're not going to win a lot of games. With those two guys combined for 50, Donovan, okay, he's your best player, so maybe.
But even but still, if Donovan,
30's up.
Here's the thing.
If you get 30?
Exactly. If Donovan Mitchell takes 30 shots, because he's done it before, he got to score 50. He could score 50. He's done it before. He's done it in playoff games. But if Donovan Mitchell is taking 30 shots to get 33 points, that's like, I mean, you're going to lose.
Yes,
I mean,
they did.
That's just totally ineffective. But yeah, I mean, look, you win all those games with that great core and you've got nice role players and you make the trade for DeAndre Hunter and everybody kind of feels good about the group that you have. Well, you don't have that group right now.
No.
So same thing with the Celtics. Drew Holiday is not Drew Holiday.
No.
Porzingis had to leave the game last night because he's injured. Jaylen Brown got a knee injection the final week of the season. Like, I know they skated to the second round of the playoffs, but like, you know, the Knicks are a good team and they're tough. I still think the Celtics are going to win, but what happens a lot in the playoffs in every sport, but this time of year is like the healthier teams and good teams tend to be the ones that go further. It's the reason why we talk about random blip teams that make conference finals runs.
Yes, injuries.
A lot of times injuries help you along the way in terms of getting there. You luck up and stay healthy this time of year, you got a pretty good chance to win.
Let's hope so.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom! He deals the pitch that Olsen shoots the other way toward the line. Oh, catch made by Callahan, or was it made? And he is in some pain. The ball was not caught. Matt Olsen is going to come around and try to score, and he's going to.
Yeah, he's hurt down there. That's a broken wrist or something.
Mm. Mm. You hate it for Tyler Callahan, a rookie playing in just his fourth Major League Baseball game. The Braves do get two.
He hit the hell out of that wall.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
You could hear it there.
The wall hit him, huh?
On the replay. Yeah, or something, Tom Glavine said. It's broken forearm. So four games in, and he's out for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the rest of the season. And that sucks. You hate to see it. Just kind of gross, too. Like, when they showed it.
Yes, his arm was folded up and everything. Yeah, man.
Terrible stuff.
I mean,
But Matt Olson got an inside-the-park home run off it.
Yeah, he did.
Which never happens.
Which never happens, and he just kept playing. That's the thing about it. I mean, I understand you got guy, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but that's still a fair ball, a live ball.
Yeah, the ball's live.
Yeah, the ball's live. You got to keep going. I wouldn't have stopped either, and everything like that. But, I mean, outside of that just horrible, horrendous event, AJ Smith-Shawver was awesome last night. I thought that, we talked earlier yesterday when we found out he was going to get the start, good, because we didn't know what was going to happen because the last time he started, how the ball bounced off his arm. But able to go out there and just put together a strong start. And, these young pitchers, mainly him, we know about the whole option and all that other crap they like to do with these guys. Let him figure it out. It's not going to be always this good. He's going to have moments. The biggest thing is just because he may have a moment in his next start don't mean that he can't bounce back from that. Now, if it's a continuous pattern, I get you. But just after a little bit of adversity, don't sit his ass up there with the Wanksters.
Yeah, I mean, to me
– you learn nothing from Wanksters. You know that, right?
No, he's proven that he's beyond that. Like,
yes.
He's not he doesn't need AAA baseball anymore. What he needs to do is be out there every 5 days. Obviously, it's great when he has nights like that. But it's also going to be beneficial to him when he gets in a little bit of trouble and learns how to deal with that too. Because like I said, every start's not going to be smooth sailing like last night was. He's got to be able to get into a jam and get out of it.
Yes.
He's got to be able to have a not-so-great start and bounce back 5 days later and have a good start. Like, that's the process of becoming a starting pitcher, a professional in Major League Baseball. The guy's, 22? You know what I mean?
He's a baby still.
Like, yeah. I mean, so the more the more he can get, the better every single time he's out there. That sounds like a little bit of a curve. I'm not trying to do that. The last three starts have been good. He gave up two earned runs in five innings on April 12th against the Rays, and then they sent him down. And then, like you mentioned, the Colorado start where he got hit by the comebacker. He went 5 1/3 and gave up two earned runs. Him probably would have gone seven if he wouldn't have got hit by the comebacker.
Him pitching as well, does that, like – I don't want to say prolong, but it gives you a little bit more time with Spencer to give Spencer more and more time to recover?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't think so?
Treat those things as related at all. because I'd still rather have Spencer in there than some of the other guys.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
You know what I mean? I mean, I guess it makes you feel a little bit better about it if he's able to go out there. But here's the thing. Like, if he can – again, I know he's not going to pitch like he did yesterday. He's not going to go eight innings and give up one hit every 5 days. But
Yikes.
He's got a 3 ERA in 5 starts this year. That's really good.
Right.
Like, that's really good for a young guy who's still – every start is a growing opportunity for him. If he can be anything like what he's been so far this season, out there every 5 days.
He's gonna stay.
Yeah, and that's also a really nice option at 4 or 5, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing you say about Elder. Like, if Elder's giving you what you're getting right now and he's your 4th or 5th starter, phenomenal. Obviously, Sale's got to get back to
being him.
Last year, Sale-level stuff. His last couple starts have been there, and his last start in Colorado was his best one.
What about Shrelly?
Yeah, he's kind of, again, young guy, kind of going to be up and down a little bit.
Yeah.
I know he had, like, those 3 starts to start the year, and everyone was like, oh, you know.
So he's a made man.
He's still young, you know.
Yeah.
He's still going to have some bumps.
Yeah, like, he's a made man.
But, yeah, he's going to be up, too. Like, I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon. And then you get Strider back in the mix. Like, that's a pretty good rotation.
Yeah, take advantage of this team here who's in town for 3 more games. Go beat their damn head in. The Cincinnati Reds stink. They got good players. They have 1 great player. But the rest of it is just, you know, ugh, meh. Is it mid or meh? Whatever. They're one of them. Mm.
They're 500.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Why do they seem like they're worse than that? The Braves aren't even 500.
No. I was like.
Yeah, the Braves aren't even 500.
I do agree with you, and I think everyone probably does. The Braves are certainly better than the Reds are. Reds are off to a little bit of a better start than the Braves.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that much better.
But no,
they're 18-18. The Braves are 16-18.
But now they're looking like, were they?
Yeah, they're mid. Yeah. They're mid team. They're a mid team.
But they better have a better record than the Braves.
They got a pretty good pitching rotation. They got a guy we really like to watch play in Ellie De La Cruz. And they got a great manager. They got Terry Francona.
Terry Francona.
So, I mean, I don't know. Everywhere Terry Francona's been,
they kind of find
a way.
It doesn't
take too long.
They kind of find a way,
and then they kind of figure it out. Yeah. Now he was at teams before that spent money and had great players when he got there.
Cincinnati people
like
don't
that.
Spend money either.
No,
nah.
No, they're not spending any money.
Yeah, Cincinnati,
they're
Pittsburgh.
Their owner dared
Vegas, Oakland.
Their owner dared their fans to find something else
I remember that.
To do.
Was that the owner? I thought it was the mayor.
It was the owner.
Oh, I always thought that was the mayor of Cincinnati.
He said, "What else are you guys going to do?" Which is basically what Jamar Chase said when he signed his contract.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do here.
There's nothing to do here. I know I won't get in trouble here. Like, damn.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do here.
Yeah. So I guess that kind of validated the Reds owner's comments from a couple of years ago. What else are you going
to
do?
Have you ever been to Cincinnati?
Never have.
There's nothing to do in Cincinnati.
It's not on the list.
It shouldn't be.
You know?
Yeah, it's not one of the powerhouse cities where you got to go see.
Nah.
Unless, you know what?
There's only a few cities in the United States that I haven't been to yet that I really want to go to.
Unless you're a...
Cincinnati's not
unless
on the
you
list.
Unless you're a ballpark guy, where you got to go see every ballpark.
I would love to go.
Like that.
Yeah, there's like I'd like to go to a game.
There's A with his thumbs.
Hey,
up.
The Reds Museum is actually really nice.
They got great history.
They do.
Great American Small Park. I would love to go there and see some baseball. But
so
like,
you want to go to Cincinnati?
No, I wouldn't mind going to a ball game in Cincinnati, but I don't really want to go to Cincinnati.
That's one of those cities that you find like a couple of cities close to each other.
Yeah.
You go to multiple ballparks
yeah.
one every day.
And Cincinnati's yeah. close to a lot of stuff.
Game and you leave Cincinnati.
It's on the river, right? One
yes.
of those rivers?
Yes,
Ohio River, yeah.
Yes, it is.
One of those rivers.
Like, is it one of those rivers?
Yeah, there's all kinds of rivers through there. We went to, when we drove back from Missouri couple years ago, remember we did that road trip to Missouri, Springfield,
mm-hmm.
place I have been. Wasn't on the list either. Never gonna have to go there again though.
They moved.
Brother-in-law got a job in North Carolina.
Hell yeah!
So they're leaving.
Charlotte,
maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
Y'all gonna spend a lot of
not
time.
Not sure.
Not
sure.
Y'all gonna spend a lot of time with Charlotte.
They're not committed to Charlotte.
Her best friends live up there.
I know.
Their brother lives there.
Not yet.
Okay.
He might hasn't right. committed, but he might. And like, I know that means. But anyway,
all right, time to Charlotte.
We went to Paducah, Kentucky, on the way back, and that's on that same river.
Any thick bunnies?
Not that I saw.
Oh, okay,
not that I saw. Cincinnati's not on the list. We also found a little bit out about Strider and Acuna last night.
Acuna, Acuna, Ronald Acuna.
Now I call him Acuna because I like him.
I love him.
But yeah, we don't know.
It says he doesn't have to go back out to LA to visit his visit the doctor, or whatever. He can start getting ready for rehab assignments and everything like that. Then they're saying the trajectory still is kind of like later on this month when he'll be back in the lineup. So
right. That's
something. It's more than we had. We knew he's coming back in May.
We know that he doesn't have to go to LA.
That's what we know.
That's what we know.
Yes.
Other than that, it's kind of the same stuff. And then Spencer Strider is playing long toss.
Yes. Did he get hurt? He didn't get hurt doing long toss,
and he
right?
didn't get hurt because that's what he got hurt doing last time.
Is that what he got hurt doing last time, long toss?
I don't know. Catch. Catch and long toss.
Long
is the same
toss
thing.
Is a version of catch.
Catch. Yeah. Long toss is just long catch.
Yeah.
That'll kill me, man.
Throwing a football is also a version of catch. We don't know that he was doing that, but to pull a hammy, come on.
Well, you think he was throwing a football?
I don't know what he was doing. No, I'm not going to. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, he's playing catch.
He needs to play catch with somebody that can throw accurately as though
it That's got to be what it is. He had to be trying to make a hard catch, right?
Or he was playing football and running routes and trying to do that release.
Maybe. Like somebody, whoever he was playing with threw it too high, and he was like, I can get that. Oh, hammy. That'll happen. All right. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. Obviously, one of the top.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Topics will be the Jared Curtis commitment, five-star quarterback, class of 2026. I just like he picked Georgia over Oregon, so he's fine by me. We'll talk to BA coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.